Walk off the earth. Supergirl. D-Smoke.
You should bet on me. Like I'm Apple in the 90s, you should bet on me. Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23. Good. Before Mikey was on Nikes, you should bet on me. Run like a stallion.
这是来自于加拿大人气独立乐队 Walk of the Earth 的一首新歌 Bet on Me。 各位好，这里是哥哥听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 歌词当中提到，你应该在我身上下赌注，就像乔丹签约耐克之前。这里边有一个典故，匡威和阿迪达斯呢，他们曾经是运动品牌的巨头，当然也签约了很多的体坛大牌。当时的耐克还默默无闻，乔丹呢也只是一颗体坛的新秀。那耐克在濒临破产的时候，凑出了$2,500,000，准备跟乔丹签合同。当然，当时的乔丹他其实还是倾向于阿迪达斯，表示呢，只要阿迪达斯能够拿出跟耐克相同的这个筹码，他就会选择阿迪达斯。但是这个对方太傲慢，拒绝了，也就错过了乔丹这一颗巨星。所以你看，在耐克签约乔丹之后，直到现如今，阿迪达斯根本压不过耐克的气焰，而匡威呢也荣光不再，这个结果可谓是大快人心的。 Bet on me 又是一首被抖音带火的歌曲，那希望大家在生活的方方面面都能够慧眼鉴别潜力股，最重要的是咱们要有能力自己去做一只潜力股。本期歌曲由志东最棒 Van 剧销售员推荐点播，感谢你。好了，那接下来咱们听歌吧， Bet on me 送给大家。
Walk off the earth Supergirl D-Smoke.
You should bet on me. Like I'm Apple in the 90s, you should bet on me. Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23. Before Mikey was on Nikes, you should bet on me. Run like a stallion.Chase your legacy. Keep it a thousand. Self-made with no pedigree. Let them see you smiling on the front pages. Mama, I made it. Look at me. Smiling cause it's contagious. Do it for the haters. Make them lose sleep. You should bet on me. Like I'm Apple in the 90s. You should bet on me.Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23. Before Mikey was on Nikes, you should bet on me. You should bet on me. Like I'm Neon in the 80s, double down on me. It ain't have to be debated, I'm a certainty. You can't get these odds in Vegas, baby. Bet on me.
Roll the design, lucky seven.Not, I bet I roll 11. Hold me to my goals, I know I told my brethren. We won't leave the surf until the turf is proud of heart like Kevin. I'm close to God like Reverend. Oh, I done learned all of my lessons. Betting on me is investment. Been in the rules like Inception. My angels give me that protection. I got my sign in 2009. You get exponential interaction. Like Peloton, you can spin around without going nowhere. But
you should bet on me. Like I'm Apple in the 90s. You should bet on me. Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23.Before Mikey was on Nikes, you should bet on me. You should bet on me. Like I'm Neon in the 80s, double down on me. It ain't have to be debated, I'm a certainty. You can't get these odds in Vegas, baby. Bet on me. It might not come easy, but who said it would? It won't happen overnight, but you know it could.
Let them see you smiling on the front pages. Mama, I made it. Look at me. Smiling cause it's so great. 52 aces under my seat.
You should bet on me.
I'm 24. Win 3 rings, go win 2 more. I'm the key so you can't close the door. Overload ain't even pressure. Matter of fact, when Globe is on my back, work even better. That's why if you are better, you should bet on me. Like when Bitcoin was a penny, double down on me.
音乐之后欢迎回来，感谢咱们的客友志东最棒 Van G 销售员。好，那也希望大家喜欢今天推荐的这一首满满动感的歌曲呀。那接下来呢，继续咱们的中考英语知识点分享，今天是第五期了哦。 今天咱们继续来讲宾语从句。上一期节目我们讲到说宾语从句的各种引导词，那咱们这一期节目呢就具体来看一下。我们说到第一种就是宾语从句，它由 that 来引导，但这个地方要补充说一下， that 它作为引导词在从句当中它是没有任何的词义的，它也不做从句的句子成分，然后在口语当中呢一般来说是可以省略，但是哦，它有不能省略的时候。我们来具体看一下，他说他不会来， He said that he wouldn't come。 请问宾语从句是哪一部分？ He said that he wouldn't come， 他说他不会来，主句是 he said 加上后面这个从句啊，其实它是主谓宾结构啊。他说他不会来，这个 that 引导的这一句话就是宾语从句了，他在主句当中充当的是宾语这个成分。那这个从句它是由 that 引导的， that 也可以省略掉，直接变为 he said he wouldn't come， 他说他不会来。第二句， I know that you don't love me， 我知道你不爱我。 I know you don't love me 都一样，这个 that 可以省略掉，动词 know 后面的这个从句就是宾语从句，我知道你不爱我。 I know that you don't love me。 好，下面一句， He suggested that we should take the money， 他建议什么呢？ That we should take the money。 注意一下这句话当中，我们说 suggest 后面的这个从句咱们可以直接用动词原形把这个 should 省略掉，请大家留意一下。 He suggested 主谓出来，后面动词后面这个从句 That we take the money 或者 we should take the money，我们应该把钱收下，这个就是宾语从句。注意一下，这第一种由引导词 that 引导的宾语从句。第二个，我们上次讲到说特殊疑问词引导的宾语从句，对吧？到底什么意思？我们来具体看一下。特殊疑问词包含了疑问代词和疑问副词，请大家留意哦。如果不知道是哪些的话，可以看一下上期节目当中的后面的内容。来看特殊疑问词引导宾语从句是怎么回事。第一种， I don't understand， 我不明白，这个 understand 是动词，对不对？那它后面这个 what a noun clause is， 什么一个名词从句是，注意一下啊，宾语从句它用的是陈述句的语序哦，语序。虽然这个 what 它是一个疑问词，听起来好像是一个问句，但是从句不管是宾语从句也好，或者说主语从句也好，它们都是用陈述句的语序，也就是说是主谓这样的语序，而不是动词在前面，或者说主语放到后面去了。咱们再来看一下， I don't understand what a noun clause is， I don't understand what a noun clause is，我不知道什么叫做名词性从句，名词从句。好，往下听， I don't understand why you said that， 我不明白你为什么说那样的话。第一个 what 引导，第二个 why 引导， I don't understand why you said that， 我不明白你为什么要说那样的话。好，下面一个， I know what her name is， 我知道什么呢？ What her name is， 我知道她叫什么名字。What 引导的宾语从句放在动词 know 后面。 I wanna ask when you are leaving， 我想问哦，你什么时候走呀，你什么时候离开。你听一下中文是不是感觉这个你什么时候离开像一个问句一样，对不对？但是那在我们英语句子当中，它这个宾语从句它必须要用 when you are leaving， 而不是 when are you leaving， 所以这个就是我之前说的从句要用陈述句语序这样一个具体的表现。好，下面再听， Could you tell me where I can find books about arts？ 你能不能够告诉我在哪里可以找到艺术类书籍？ Could you tell me， 这个 where 是 tell 的宾语哦， tell 的内容哦。 Tell me where I can find books about arts， where 引导的一个宾语从句。接着， I want to know where you are going， 我想知道 where you are going，不是 where are you going 哦。通常情况下我们的宾语从句它会考从句的语序以及时态，就是主句跟从句它的时态是怎么相呼应的。 我们来看这一句 I want to know where you're going 就是我想知道那知道这个动词后面的内容就是宾语从句啦由疑问副词 where 来引导 where you're going 我想知道你去哪儿下一句 He knew why you did it 他知道了你为什么要做这件事情他知道了你为什么要做这件事情你做这件事情的理由是什么 He knew why you did it 好这个就是特殊疑问词引导宾语从句的情况请大家留意接下来我们看宾语从句呢我们上次讲到它可以由连词 if 以及 whether 来引导对吧我们说 if 它有两种意思一个就是如果一个就是是否对吧是否那它做宾语从句连接词的时候呢它是表示是否的意思那说到是否大家就想起另外一个 whether 对吧所以说 whether 跟 if 都是可以引导宾语从句的意思都是是否我们听一下例句Do you know if this train goes to Times Square? 你知道这趟火车去时代广场吗 ?Do you know? 这个是主句呀、啊、你知道吗这个 know 后面内容知道什么呢 ?If this train goes to Times Square, 这趟火车是否去时代广场看到没有 ?if 引导的一个宾语从句因为它接在动词后面的嘛。往下听 ,I don't know if this train goes to Times Square. 我不知道这趟火车是否去时代广场。I don't know 依然是动词 know 后面 if 引导的宾语从句。I wonder if this train goes to Times Square. 我想知道这趟火车是否去时代广场。I wonder if this train goes to Times Square. 我想知道这趟火车是否去时代广场。好下面我们再来看由 whether 引导的 Do you know whether or not this train goes to Times Square? 注意到没有 whether 呢它是跟 or not 一起来的 Do you know whether or not this train goes to Times Square? Whether or not 搭配使用是否的意思看到没有第一种就是他们两个紧紧的放在一起 whether or not 是否第二种 I don't know whether or notThis train goes to Times Square. 我不知道这趟火车是否去时代广场。最后一句 I don't know whether this train goes to Times Square or not. 看到没有？这个时候把它分开了。Whether 在前面 ，or not 放在句尾。我不知道这一趟火车是否去时代广场。好，这个地方可能大家就会有一个疑问，就是我们的 if 是否也可以加 or not 呢？像 whether 这样子呢？那答案是陈述语序的时候其实他们两者都是可以加但是如果你不肯定的话你就不要用 if or not 你就用 whether whether or not 它是就是十拿九稳都是可以加的就是正确的语法 if or not 它是有条件的那做陈述语序的时候呢 or not if 或者说 whether 都可以加但是如果是疑问句的时候就不能加了 if 就不能加了再讲一遍啊陈述语序的时候 whether 和 if 后面都可以加 or not 但是如果是疑问句的时候呢 whether 可以加 if 不能加我们来听两句话对比一下 I want to know whether he will come or not 我想知道他到底会不会来我想知道他是否会来 I don't know if this train goes to Times Square or not 看到没有 whether 什么什么 or not 以及 if 什么什么 or not 都是可以加的因为这个地方它是陈述句的语序好了以上就是今天节目的所有内容啦感谢各位的收听和陪伴希望今天分享的语法知识点对大家的英语学习稍微有一点帮助哎你们咱们下期见Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23 Before Mikey was on Nikes You should bet, 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 bet on me You should bet on me Like I'm Neon in the 80s Double down on me It ain't up to be debated I'm a certainty You can't get these odds in Vegas Baby, bet, 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 bet on me Roll the design Lucky 7 If
not, I bet I roll 11. Hold me to my goals, I know I told my brethren. We won't leave this earth until the turf is proud hot like Kevin.
I'm close to God like Revan, I done learned all of my lessons. Betting on me is investment. Been in the rules like Inception. My angels give me that protection. I got my sign in 2009, you get exponential interaction. Like Peloton, you can spin around without going nowhere, but
you should bet on me. Like I'm Apple in the 90s, you should bet on me. Gonna wanna get behind me like I'm 23. Before Mikey was on Nikes, you should bet on me. You should bet on me. Like I'm Neon in the 80s, double down on me. It ain't up to be debated, I'm a certainty. You can't get these odds in Vegas, baby. Bet on me.
It might not come easy, but who said it would? It won't happen overnight, but you know it could.
Let them see you smiling on the front pages. Mama, I made it. Look at me. Smiling, cause it's so great. 52 aces under my seat.
You should bet on me.
I'm 24, win 3 rings, go win 2 more. I'm the key, so you can't close the door. Overload ain't even pressure. Matter of fact, when globe is on my back, work even better. That's why if you were better, you should bet on me.
Like when Bitcoin was a penny, double down on me.